could get awkward. Wait.
Those are.
Wait, did you?
Sure. This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect.
Okay, so I would like to tell you about a dress.
Okay.
So for my birthday.
Your birthday's in October.
Okay, I know. I'm talking about in the past. Gosh.
Okay.
For my birthday a few years ago, I was having, as is my tradition, it appears, a murder mystery party. Mm. And for this murder mystery party, the theme was, it was an after party after the Oscars. And so it was famous. Everybody was either like a director or paparazzi or an actress or an actor or whatever, writer, stuff like that. And so I got this gorgeous dress that almost looks like a ballet costume of some kind, and it's fitted up top and then has a massive tutu-ish type of thing happening, and it was gorgeous.
Wow, sounds cute.
Yeah, it's super cute. So typically when I'm getting ready for a big event, I do my hair, I do my makeup, I take my time, I drink, I play music, I take my time through
it.
We're talking hours
here, right?
Yes. Probably like 2 hours, I would say, is my max amount of time that I can do this. But I'll set aside 2 hours and enjoy the experience of getting ready. And the last part of getting ready is to put on the dress. So at this birthday party, that was the last thing I was doing, was putting on my dress. I had curled my hair. I had done my makeup. Guests were arriving any moment. And so I started to put the dress on. Is that me or you?
I think it's the people who live above me. I don't know what the hell they're Sorry for the awkward
No, all
noise.
Good. So it was time to put on the dress. So I went to put it on and I was struggling with the zipper. So I asked my friend Suzanne if she could help me zip it up. And she's trying really hard. And I'm like, okay, it's stuck a little bit, but I think I can get it. Okay. Doorbell rings. People are starting to arrive. Oh, no, let's get this dress on ASAP. And then she's trying so hard. She's reefing on it. It's not that it won't fit. It's that the zipper is stuck in this one place. I cannot get it past
this
place.
Zipper's broken. Yeah. Okay.
Zipper's busted. So I'm starting to sweat and panic. Guests are arriving. My hair is starting to deflate because of the heat that's building up in my panic. And Spencer comes and tries to help too. So the two of them are, one of them's holding the dress. One of them's trying to get the zipper up. At one point, lie down on the bed. So I lie down on the bed. They both straddle me to try to get the zipper up. They're dying laughing. I'm laughing / panicking. My hair is completely straight again. People are arriving and wondering what's going on. And we're just kind of eventually, after very solid effort for at least 10 or 15 minutes, had to give up. There's no getting this dress on. So one of the guests who arrived offered to help. And she figured if we tied, I had this kind of thin black scarf. And if we tied that around my neck and then fastened it in such a way, then we could kind of still try to pull the dress off.
She MacGyvered the dress.
She MacGyvered, MacGruvered. I had to get confused about the SNL character. But she MacGruvered the dress for me. And I wore it for the first half of the party. And it was awkward. And it wasn't as I intended to wear it. And I didn't, you know, it looked like I had come from the gym, even though I had spent 2 hours getting ready. But I went with it. And then my character actually was the one to die. So when I died, I changed into a different dress because I came back as a different character.
Okay. So it all worked.
Yes. The story of this particular dress continues, though.
Oh. This was years ago?
Yeah. So that was awkward enough. Having this gorgeous dress, couldn't get it on. People straddling me, doing their best to help me, and it being basically a shit show. But I've held on to this dress, and it was probably a year or two after that because I didn't have many occasions to wear this type of dress. So it was like 2 years later when I took it in to get the zipper fixed. I got the zipper fixed. I tried it a bunch of times. I was like, zoop, 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 zoop. Yeah, it totally works. Go to put the dress on. It does not fit anymore.
Oh, no.
So I was like, that is a bummer. But I held on to it with hope that eventually it would fit me again.
People do that all the time with clothes.
Yeah, it's like aspirational clothing. And So then cut to recently, like a month or so ago, I was getting ready for, we had talked about this on a previous episode, my big work party event. Mm-hmm. And the theme of the event was prom. So it was a perfect dress for that. And I really hoped to be wearing it. And I have been losing weight. So I really tried. So every other day I would put it on and try really hard to suck it in and zip it up. And I could not do it, but I would try every other day. And then the Saturday before the party, I got into the dress and it took me quite some time, but I got the zipper all the way up.
Okay, but could you breathe once?
No. So I was like, this is fantastic. Look at this. I got this.
I got it up.
It's compressing your chest. It looks like you have no boobs whatsoever.
Yeah, so I couldn't wear it, but I was so excited to just have gotten that far that I could actually get it up. So in the end, I had to go buy a dress. And I got one from Le Chateau. And a similar type of thing happened. So I'm getting ready. I've got the music playing. I'm drinking wine, doing my makeup and my hair. I go to put the dress on, and the security tag is still on it.
Oh, no.
The big clunky one with the ink. I don't know. It's again, the 11th hour. I have to go. And this is the dress that I have to wear. And it has a freaking huge ass security tag on it. So I'm Googling how to remove the security tag. And there's a few different methods, but I don't want to risk it and end up like getting ink all over this gorgeous dress. Mm-hmm. So I ended up going to the event wearing that dress with the tag on it.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Did anyone notice?
A few people.
They're like, did you steal this dress?
A few people noticed who said something. So I don't know how many other people also noticed. But
and
whatever.
What did you say to them?
I was like, I know. I just saw it as I was getting ready and it was too late to kind of do anything. So here I am with my ink dress.
What nobody else knows is that Sam's wardrobe consists of 95% dresses.
Correct.
So there is a 100% chance that you could have worn another dress. That you would have had another dress that would have suited the occasion.
For sure. But I wore the security tag dress. I took it back to you. I got it from Le Chateau. And you know what's funny is the people who noticed, hey, the security tag is still on your dress. I was like, I know, the store forgot to take it off. Before I said what store it was, two separate people in separate conversations said, oh, is it from Le Chateau?
Oh.
And suggested that Le Chateau leaves those tags on purpose because they just expect people to wear those dresses and then try and return them. And so it's just easier for them to leave the tag on or something.
Is that something that people do? They do like the one wear out and then they return it and get their money back?
I don't know. It sounds like it. And it sounds like it's a specific relationship with Le Chateau.
Weird.
So I brought the dress back to Le Chateau and they took it off for me, no problem. They're like, we're so sorry. I was like, it's fine. I wore it anyways.
Yeah, that's so funny. Oh my gosh. But good for you. Whatever. Just go out there. Be bold. You know, I did know a girlfriend of mine, her mom would go shopping and she would buy all of this clothing, but I don't think they were allowed to wear it until their mom would go back and find out that everything was on sale that she had bought, and then she would return it and then rebuy it for the sale price or something like that.
Oh.
Or maybe they just kept the tags on while they wore the clothing, and then once it went on sale, she'd go back and take it back.
Interesting.
Just to, like, save some money.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. I wonder what other kinds of techniques there are for, like, the sketchy return of clothes.
Scamming clothing. I can remember growing up, there was a friend of mine who told me that she would never shop at a certain store because they would allow returns on underwear.
Ew. Ew.
Right? So
okay,
gross.
That reminds me of, you know, when you go to try on bathing suits and they have that little paper
that sticky thing
that's stuck to the like vagina part of the bathing suit?
Yeah.
As if that's, I mean, it keeps the bathing suit itself clean, I guess, but you know other vaginas have touched that piece of paper. So it's not really a hygienic thing for at least the trying on process.
You take your underwear off when you try on a bathing suit? You're not supposed to.
I honestly, I can't say because I haven't bought a bathing suit in person in so long.
Plastered all over any store that sells bathing suits says
leave your, leave then, your I then I probably do. Then I probably do. I totally leave my underwear on every time. I can guarantee it.
It's awful, though, because when you do go to try on a bathing suit and you wore the wrong underwear, you're trying to hide it underneath the bathing suit to make it look like you know what it's actually going to look like in real life.
I once bought those undershirts you have that they're basically like leotards. Is that what they're called?
Oh, when, like the onesie? The
like a shirt onesie kind of thing? Yeah, I got a couple of those a couple summers ago, and I had never worn them before, and I wasn't really sure how they operated, and I wore one without underwear, and then I remember saying to you, we were out somewhere, and I was like, I am so uncomfortable right now, I can feel buttons like in my vagina, and you were like, why are you not wearing underwear right now? I had no idea. It looks like it incorporates underwear into its design.
It does, but that also means that for sure you're going to have to wash that no matter how long of period of time you've worn things. Like, I will wear something, and if I didn't wear it for that long and I didn't sweat or anything like that, I'll just put it back in my closet and I'll wear it again. But if you're not wearing underwear on a shirt that literally goes in between your legs...
up your badge.
But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Are you supposed to wear a onesie with underwear?
I wash everything after one wear anyways.
Oh, really?
Even if I've worn it 2 hours, it's going in the wash.
You must do a lot of laundry.
We do laundry. We do laundry once a week, but we have like two loads every time. It's not that much.
Yeah.
Spencer rewears his things. It's mostly my laundry.
Let's be real.
Let's be honest.
You talking about your dress not fitting and having that whole complication. Have you ever been in a change room when you've tried something on, being aspirational, thinking that this is going to fit you properly, and you do manage to get it on, and then you have no idea how to take it off?
No, have you?
Yes. There's been multiple occasions that somehow I'll convince myself, I'm going to squeeze into this dress or whatever it is, or these pants, and I'm going to get them buttoned up. I would say it's probably more likely that it's a dress or something that needs to go over my head, because then I'm fucked.
Oh, then you're trapped.
I have no idea how to get out of it. And then you're trying to lift it up over top of your head and you're
like, maybe if I dislocate my shoulder.
Exactly. And you're hearing ripping and tears.
Oh,
and
no. Yeah.
You're breaking zippers. They're busting. And you're just like, yeah, sorry.
It didn't fit. Gotta go, bye.
Yeah. Pretty much. I've been there on a number of occasions. It's really bad when you're shopping alone and there's nobody there to save you and come into the room to help you unzip or something.
I have occasionally gone to a mall specifically to find a dress or a particular outfit or something like that, but I've accidentally worn a sports bra. Then it's super awkward because that's not how your boobs are going to look or fill out the dress.
Mm-hmm.
So do you take your sports bra off and go braless, or how do you figure that the F out? And then you can guess, or you can, you know, like grab your nips and pull them up and see if that's going to, well, is that how my boobs are in a bra? I don't know. Let's see. And then you get the dress and you come home and realize that
it doesn't fit at all, right?
It's very awkwardly fitting you.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that before.
That's why I don't understand people who will go to a store, just pick up a few things and never try anything on and just walk away.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you do business? That?
I don't know.
I'm the most indecisive shopper, so I actually prefer to shop alone. Mm-hmm. I don't. You know how everyone's all like, oh, girlfriends, let's go shopping. Or that seems to be a stereotype that girls love to go shopping together. I don't like going shopping with girls.
I'm the same way, actually. If I have a specific mission or something I'm shopping for, I go by myself because I can be more efficient or take my time or whatever. I usually go by myself.
I think the reason I don't enjoy going with other people is because I know I'm super indecisive, and I know I'm going to take even longer than I want to take myself. So I don't want to drag somebody along for that. The only time that I'd really want to have somebody there, and this is what happens not almost every time, but on occasion when I'm shopping, I'm in a store, and because I'm so indecisive, I just want somebody else to decide for me whether or not they think this shirt looks good, or if I'm trying to pick between two different outfits. And then I start sending photos or snapping people, And if they don't immediately respond to me, I'm like, fuck. What do I do?
Aw. Yeah. One of my favorite dresses that I own, Spencer and I were shopping, and I went into a store that looked like it had, was just filled with the type of dresses that I like. So I went in and was browsing around, and Spencer pulled out a dress that he found and was like, I think you will love this dress. And I tried it on and I did it. It was perfect. And I will always credit compliments on that dress to Spencer for having picked it out for me.
Does he like shopping with you then?
He doesn't complain about it. Huh. We don't go very often, but
yeah,
he's pretty supportive.
That's good. I took Adam shopping with me once, and I don't think I'll ever do it again. I was trying to find a dress for a wedding. I wanted his opinion, and I did try on probably 10 to 12 dresses, but we only went to one store. I tried on a lot of dresses, and like I said, I'm indecisive, and he was just, oh my God, just like so not into it. I wish we had gotten a coffee before I gone. And he's like, I wish I charged my phone before I came here. And he's kind of bickering at me. It's mostly just lighthearted bickering.
Yeah.
But there's a lady in the other stall laughing her ass off at two of us.
Aww.
He's like, how many more dresses are there? Can you zip this up for me? And the worst part is that I didn't end up buying a single thing.
Aw.
That's what pissed him off the most, but.
Poor little Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so apparently people will buy things from stores and then return them even though they've worn them or sweated them or whatever. Your friend's parent would
return it after it was on sale
and then get them for a sale price instead. I don't know why she wouldn't just wait for the sale to begin with.
I don't know either.
But what other ways do you, our listeners, what ways have you scammed stores
if you want to fess up?
Yeah. You can email us anonymously if you would like.
Yeah, our email is thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com, or be very public about it and tweet it to us at TCGA Podcast or on our Facebook, This Could Get Awkward. There's another question that I would love answered, because you and I weren't sure on this, whether or not women, do you wear underwear when you're wearing a bodysuit?
Yeah, and also when you're trying on bathing suits.
No, you definitely should be doing.
Oh yeah, right. And I totally do.
I'm a little concerned.
Cool.
Wait, so would you wash a bathing suit after you bought it, before you wore it?
I don't think so.
Yeah, me either. You just rip that sticker off. It kept
rip
it clean.
Rip that off. Hope there's no STIs on that. Get it on ya. Yum, yum, yum. Summer.
Oh, good stuff. All right. Talk to you next week.